Do you understand all these things? The question that Jesus asks at the end of this gospel, it's an intensely personal question. It's not vague. Do we understand that nothing, that no one is more important than God? Do we understand that life is short, death is certain, eternity is long, and judgment is real? Do you understand these things? Jesus asked. It's not easy. Question isn't easy. It's a real challenge living in the world in which we do that is so contradictory to Jesus' ways. The world says that this, which often gets termed as religion, that it's not more, but it's less, the world says. And if we're going to be truly free, and if we're going to be truly happy, we should cast off the restraints of faith that are imposed upon us. Well, for sure, I've got my rebellious streak. And just like you, I've got memories. I've got habits. I've got urges that are not those that give glory and praise to God. And sometimes the world can seem really attractive. Sometimes it is really hard to see the things that God has promised in the midst of daily living. And then this challenge is further compounded by far too many in the church who understand faith either as institution or as place. They don't understand faith as an encounter with the living God, as an ongoing relationship with God. Do you understand these things? And some of us, if we're honest, should say no. Lord, I don't have a clue what you're talking about. Doesn't make any sense to me. How can I understand these things? I don't even know you. I haven't encountered you. I've heard about you, but I haven't met you. Understanding is knowing that God has broken into my life. He's entered my life. He's liberated me from sin. He's given me reason to hope, because I know that all things work for good. Even suffering, even tragedy, even heartache, all things work for good for those who love God. But if I only know about God and I don't actually know God, how can I possibly understand these things? Others of us, we have to say, well, sort of. Yes, Lord, I sort of understand. But these things of the world, the cares, the demands, the duties of my life, concerns for family, spouse, children, work, they press upon me hard, and I'm distracted. Do you understand what I'm saying? Jesus asks. See, understanding what Jesus is saying, it means my life looks different from those who don't understand. Qualitatively different. It radically reorients my energy, my time, my money, my life, and how I'm living, what I'm living for whom I'm living. It's changed. Understanding Jesus, it's seen in the choices that I make, in the words that I use, in the relationships that I develop, in the activities that I do. Understanding Jesus means that I no longer champion myself, but instead the one who died and set me free from my sins. Understanding Jesus means that I no longer can put myself first and must put God first in all things in my life, especially the areas that are not ordered, Understanding Jesus means that my life will be marked by what? By mercy that I have received from God, and an eagerness to extend God's mercy to others, because I want them to know what I know. It means not keeping score. It means not holding grudges. It means not remaining bitter. It means not being cynical. It means not losing hope. You know, friends, I just invite you to join me in begging the Holy Spirit to work in our lives. The Holy Spirit to be actively at work in our minds and in our hearts, to move us in ways that we come to meet God, encounter Him, know Him, to have the Holy Spirit help us to see those things that are most important, as long as those things that are not important at all. And at every Mass, we have the chance to meet the living God in the Holy Eucharist, body, blood, soul, and divinity. And I invite you, I plead with you, I beg you to join me in just presenting ourselves with that kind of spirit when we encounter the Lord at communion, when we feast upon Jesus' body and blood. Lord, I don't see well. Help me to see. Lord, I don't understand. I'm confused. I'm lost. Provide direction. Lord, I am pressed upon by cares and concerns. Lift the burdens from me. I want to know you, Lord. I want to know the joy that comes from knowing you, Lord. I want to be free from my sin and live fully, Lord. Friends, God has started the dialogue with us. Do you understand what I'm saying? He asks. Well, let's make that a dialogue. Let's seize the invitation. Let's do it right here at Mass. And then let's continue the conversation throughout the day, asking for God's help. O most Holy Spirit, come to us, descend upon us, fill us, and lead us and inspire us. Help us to know you.